This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Bell's Porter. It's a Category 12B Robust Porter. Bell's Brewery is a well-known Midwest craft brewer out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Says it's a 5.6% porter. The back label does describe it as a robust porter. So it's got a tall tan head with tiny bubbles, seem to be quite persistent. It's a very dark brown color. I can just see through it when I hold it up to a room light. Nearly opaque. Give it a 3 for appearance. Looks very nice. It's also sort of lacing the glass as I sit here looking at it. The aroma is rich, roasty, chocolate, dark coffee. I get some moderate hops. They're sort of earthy and floral. It's got a sort of a moderate grainy edge to it. I get a little bit of malty sweetness and alcohol as it warms. The roast is lightly burnt, but mostly it's sort of smooth and has chocolate and coffee characteristics. I get really light esters, very subtle. I'll give the aroma a 10. Flavor? Roast is the first thing I get. It's like dark chocolate, a little bit of coffee, slightly burnt. But the bitterness, almost at medium high. Between the bitterness and the roast, it's not harsh. Which is, it's good, because these things can get harsh. Some of the bitterness is coming from the roasted grain, I think. There's a moderate hop flavor. Again, it's that sort of floral, earthy quality. Finish is sort of medium sweet or off dry. There's a little bit of malty sweetness there that helps offset some of the bitterness and roast. It's got a fairly neutral fermentation profile. All that's pretty good. I'll give it an 18. Mouthfeel. Body is medium full. It's got a moderately high carbonation. It's a light warmth to it. There's some definite burnt flavors in there, but I'm not really getting an astringency. I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's got a good balance. It's fairly clean. Bitterness with roast. Well-developed flavors. I think the bitterness is forward in the balance, but it's not harsh. So I think that's good for the style. I think the light sweetness and the finish helps soften the impact of that roast, make it a little bit more drinkable. It's got a nice hop flavor to it. I like the flavors that come out of the roast. It's with the chocolate and coffee. It's nice flavors, but I mean you can tell it's a deeper flavor than a brown porter. Definitely with all the hops it has in there, it's certainly robust. So I give it a 9 overall. Decent job. Give it a total score of 45. So that's the Bell's Porter. It's a Category 12B Robust Porter.